and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of a proverb, I think of the book of Proverbs. But there are other proverbs out there. There are secular proverbs or proverbs that come from different areas other than the Word of God. Well, a proverb, we might say, is a short and wise saying that's been used for a long time by many people. And this is speaking of any proverb. Well, the book of Proverbs is different because the book of Proverbs is the Word of God. The book of Proverbs is a collection of short sayings. It's a book filled with wise sayings. Each chapter contains many proverbs. Usually, each verse is a proverb in and of itself. Now, we see in chapter 13 that there are 25 verses, in other words, 25 proverbs. Now, we're told in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 32 that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs. Well, in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 32, it says, "And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. So he also wrote songs. And the book of Proverbs has many of Solomon's proverbs, but not all of them. Solomon spoke 3,000, according to the Word of God, but there are only 915 total verses in the book of Proverbs. I wonder why this is. Well, the Lord knew which proverbs should become a part of his Bible, of his book. Now, we're told in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 9 that Solomon set in order many proverbs. Well, we could go on and we could say that a proverb is a truth said in a way that is easy to remember. It's easy to remember things that are short and clever. And the proverbs are moral in their teaching. And I'm speaking of the proverbs found in the Word of God. You see, this means that each proverb makes it clear what's right and what's wrong. Now, I'd like to look at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 1, where it says what is right and what is wrong. What is right is a soft answer, according to Proverbs 15:1. Proverbs 15:1 also tells us what's wrong, grievous words. And then we consider Proverbs 15:18, where it says what's right, slow to anger. And then we look at Proverbs 15:18. It also says what's wrong, wrathful man. A biblical proverb is a short saying which should regulate and govern the life of a believer. The proverbs teach us how to live, what to do, and what not to do. It's sad that many of us do not follow those admonitions given in the book of Proverbs. The theme of the book of Proverbs is wisdom. And we've been talking about that as we looked at Solomon, the wisest person who ever lived. He asked God for knowledge and understanding, and God gave it to him. And he said, you know, the Bible says that he is the wisest person who ever lived because God gave him the wisdom. It's God's wisdom. I believe that wisdom is good sense, wise decision-making, accumulated learning, opinion, widely held, sayings of truth. This would be wisdom. Now, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Can a person know many things and not be wise? Of course, yes. You've heard somebody say, well, they're very wise, but they don't have any common sense. Well, we may sit and look at it like that. Can a person have knowledge but fail to use that knowledge and fail to put that knowledge to work? The answer again is yes. To the Jews, wisdom was a very practical thing, and it had everything to do with daily life. James speaks about wisdom. In James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, it says this, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Well, did James understand wisdom as something very practical? Of course, the answer is yes. The book of Proverbs deals with practical wisdom. Wisdom which is down to earth. In other words, it makes sense. It helps us to in our day-to-day living. Now, some wisdom is not practical at all when we think of the world's wisdom. Some of the things that we are taught in the colleges and universities of our land are not very practical. As someone has said this, that a PhD, this is a doctor of philosophy, is one who learns more and more about less and less until he knows everything about nothing. This is not the kind of wisdom that we have in the book of Proverbs, in the Word of God. The book of Proverbs hits us right where we live. Now, there's a key verse in the book of Proverbs. And that key verse is Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." A similar verse of Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 is found in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Well, now these verses that I just read, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 and chapter 9 and verse 10, these verses speak of two kinds of people, those who fear God and those who do not fear God. First, I see those who fear God are afraid to displease God, and those who do not fear God care only about pleasing themselves. And those who fear God are aware and conscious of God, and those who do not fear God ignore God. Well, those who fear God include God in their thoughts and plans. Those who do not fear God leave God out of their thoughts and plans. And those who fear God respect and honor God because of who He is. And those who do not fear God try to pretend that God does not exist. And then we see that those who fear God take God's word seriously, while those who do not fear God care nothing for God's word. And it's sad that there are many Christians today, people who have named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they do not seem to fear God because they care nothing for God's word. They do not get into God's word. They do not study the word of God. Some of them simply want to bring up things that are not important, things that simply do not make sense, things that they get in arguments about. They do not know the word of God. They do not get into the word of God to study. Thus saith the Lord. And that's sad, because every one of us who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the great privilege of being able to understand the book. The Bible said that, Jesus said that when He would go back to heaven, He would send the Comforter. And He said the Comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit, would lead us and guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit lives with each of us who are saved. And that Holy Spirit of promise is one who will guide us and lead us into all truth, if we look to Him and if we get into the Word of God. Now, if a person wants true knowledge and wisdom, he must begin with the fear of the Lord, according to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the door that leads into the house of wisdom. A person cannot get into the house of wisdom unless he goes through the door. Have you entered the house of wisdom? Those who go into the house of wisdom will find that the book of Proverbs is filled with a whole lot of help and practical wisdom for daily living. Those who refuse to go into the house of wisdom will have little use for the book of Proverbs. You see, to these people, it will be nothing more than a collection of brief sayings that mean very little. To know wisdom, one must know the God of all wisdom. This is where wisdom truly begins, is trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, knowing God as God the Father, knowing Jesus Christ as the Savior. He's the one who saves us and takes us to heaven. I want you to notice something in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. When we consider Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, we see crying out in the streets. Well, what is crying out in the street? It's wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 says, "Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying." Well, wisdom is there, and wisdom is here. Wisdom is found, we see this in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Wisdom is personified. In other words, this means that wisdom is described as if it were a person. The person is no one less than God Himself. He is the all-wise God who calls out and cries out in the street. Have you heard God in the street? Have you heard Him? Have you trusted God? If you've trusted God, are you hearing Him? It's sad that many people have refused to listen to God in the street. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24 says, "Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded." What do people hate who refuse to listen to God? Proverbs 1:29 says, "For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord." What do people hate who refuse to listen to God? They hate knowledge. What did they not choose? They did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 26 and 28, it says, "I also will laugh at your calamity." This is God speaking. "I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me." Well, what are the consequences of not listening to wisdom? Well, we've just read it in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. What's the consequences? Calamity, fear, destruction, distress, anguish. God says they shall seek me early and call on me, but I will not answer. Sometimes even a Christian will call upon God and it seems like the prayer goes no further than the ceiling. That's because sometimes we get away from the Lord. That doesn't mean we've lost our salvation. That means that we've separated ourselves in the sense that we're not serving God and we're not listening to His voice, and maybe we've done something that we shouldn't have done. Maybe we've sinned that and done things that we shouldn't have done. But God is still there, and He wants us to serve Him. We confess our sin, and then our prayers get answered. He calls upon us, "Listen to me," He says, "and turn to me, and let me take your cares, and listen to me, and let me do what I would do for you if you would simply let me." The benefits of listening to wisdom is found in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." This is wisdom speaking. This is God speaking. "Whoso hearkeneth unto God shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Those who listen will dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil, according to those verses. Now, God loves you, and He wants you to serve Him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.